This is today's Garden Bite, brought to you by Dram. How do you start a new lawn? I talked with Girton's lawn guru, Tom Jamieson, who has 30 years of experience perfecting seed combinations and protocols. First up, it's very important to start with the appropriate seed mix for your situation. You purchase the appropriate seed mix and have seeded as recommended on the package. Now it's irrigating. Don't create a swimming pool, but keep that seeded area moist. For May, you might be watering twice a day. In June, it could be three times a day. If you did a good job watering, you should have a full stand of grass at the end of 3 weeks. Cut back on the number of waterings per day, but water longer and not into the evening. Fungus loves damp, warm conditions. You don't want that. You can use a starter fertilizer 3 to 4 weeks after seeding. Tom recommends a 22-10-8 formula, but the nitrogen should be slow release. A follow-up application of the same fertilizer about 5 weeks later is necessary to develop a good root system. Normally, I'm not one to encourage lawns, but I understand plenty of folks like some slice of lawn. Mow your grass after it's grown to 4 inches and cut it down by just an inch. A healthier lawn is 3 to 3.5 inches tall as the grass blades absorb sunlight. It's more critical when establishing a new lawn. Leave the clippings on the lawn as they provide key nutrients. As for weed control, there are organic products. I have this and much more information on my website, gardenbite.com. Dram One-Touch Rain Wands are a dream. One touch of your thumb allows complete and total water flow control directly to the roots of your plants. Lightweight and durable Dram One-Touch Rain Wands come in 16 and 30-inch lengths and in a rainbow of colors. Match them with your Dram hoses. Purchase Dram at your local independent garden center or online. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.